opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, it's Thursday, and Trish is here. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah. Hey, today's the 27th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Got Jared at the helm, and what day is today? What national day could it be today?
Grape Popsicle Day.
What? Grape Popsicle Day?
Grape Popsicle Day.
Is that cool?
And cellophane tape day. So that's not so interesting.
Cellophane tape. Oh, wow. You know,
I have no idea who makes up these days.
Whoever invented... You know, everybody calls it Scotch tape now because Scotch tape owned it for
it's
a
like,
long time.
It's like Kleenex.
Yeah. It's Kleenex. Yeah. And you bring home anything, and it may not be Kleenex. It's still Kleenex.
Exactly.
You know, does Kleenex even advertise anymore? Because
they don't have to because we all believe if you have a tissue in
Kleenex.
Your hand, it's a Kleenex.
Yeah, and just like Scotch tape.
Yeah.
I mean, but imagine who invented that. Jared, look up Scotch tape. And what was the reasoning? Because Trish and I are going to be turning it loose today. This is going to be open line day today.
Talk about anything at all that you want.
Yeah,
you give us a call at 605-4567 and jump right in.
That's it. And I don't care what it is. It can be the Board of Supervisors, infringement on the First Amendment. It can be people, saying that I'm going to talk about this because I had to comment. You know, I'm staying off Facebook for the most part, unless I had that picture of a truck of lumber and said I needed armed guards for it. Now I got, 200 responses. People are laughing and they're going, yeah, I'd rather hijack a truck of plywood than I would, try to rob a bank. You'd get more.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, oh, Trish.
Trish. Says it's 60 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 68. Ooh, 98. And a low of 58.
98. That's going to be cool.
No, that's not true. It's 88.
88
today, low of 58. But these numbers are getting smaller and smaller. Well, high of 54 on Friday and a low high of 94.
Whoever prints these things. You need a magnifying glass, and so some days it's normal print.
This is really small printed today. So we're going to go a little slower. We're going to start high today of 88 and a low of 58, a high tomorrow of 94 and a low of 80, a high on Saturday of 98 and a low of 62, and on Sunday, bingo, 102 and a low of 89. Sunday night's going to be icky.
Wait till
not
Monday.
Cooling.
You got Monday there?
Yeah. And then Monday, here we go. What? Only 102, they're saying now.
Oh.
And on, okay. And yeah, Memorial Day. Oh, no, Monday, 107. Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, Memorial
and
Day
Tuesday,
is Sunday.
And Tuesday, 108. Memorial Day is
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. But Monday's going to be 100 and
yeah.
Horrible.
Monday. Woo. Monday, 107. It's not looking good, and it's going to carry all through next week. So make sure your drip systems are working, your sprinklers are on, water those plants, and stay cool. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I think during this time frame that we should be saying that our customers are really cool. People.
it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
There you go. Okay. Good morning. You look lovely as usual.
Thank you so much.
Hey, 9 people killed in San Jose in a rail yard down there. It starts off with this guy sets his house on fire. And he was an employee there. And then he went to work and he killed 9 people. This morning, they released the names. And I was reading the names this morning, and there's no rhyme or reason if you just look at the names, you know, trying to tell, you know, in Atlanta, the guy, they charged him a hate crime in Atlanta because he shot predominantly Asian women. I think they're reaching with that because, as they said when it began, they didn't think it was a hate crime. The guy just went in and shot
prostitutes, sex workers.
Yeah. That was his main target, and then he killed other people on the way out that didn't have anything to do with it. And so I was looking at names, thinking, well, was there something about it? And it's not the names. There was names from a Sikh gentleman, it's one sounded Norwegian, you know, Hispanic. There was no rhyme or reason like, oh, I'm targeting this. This guy just went in and started shooting.
You can rest assured that if, in fact, there was an ethnic identity, a clear cut, they'd have it on them.
They would be able to say that. You know, the 8 of the 9 victims
were. Because they always want to make it a hate crime, which I don't understand the difference between. You kill 8 people. I don't care what their ethnicity is. It's a hate crime. Well, it's as hateful as anything you're ever going to think of.
You can look at it exactly
like that.
I
don't get the
but
hate
if he
business.
Goes into a business and there's a mixture of ethnic groups, races in there, and he selects just one, there, you know, yeah. He's
and that
targeting,
makes that person deader than,
no, it
than
doesn't,
if he doesn't?
But it makes the guy, he's targeting one specific race. I understand where you can say, okay, that's a hate crime. You know, yes, killing people is horrible. As soon as you, it doesn't make any difference what race they are that you kill, they're just as dead. But I can understand that if you specifically target people because of their, if 8 white guys, 8 Mexican guys in there, and you go in and you shoot 8 white guys, that's a hate crime.
You show me one example where they've ever called a hate crime for killing white people. Give me one example.
I have seen that where the people have, maybe not on a large scale like that, but people have been, they have been arrested for, you know, like assault as a hate crime, and I'll look it up for you because I know I can't just say something to Trish.
Today,
we were talking about this, and I looked at the names, and this guy just went in. But I will bet you money this was a gun-free zone, that you were not allowed to have guns on the property. And therein lies the problem. Newsom says, what's going on with our country? And so you have to ask yourself, what is going on that we're having shootings like this? But here's the other thing. Then the gun grabbers go out to take your guns away and my guns away. I'm not going to go out and shoot 8 people, except in self-defense. But I'm not going to go out and do that. But they want to take my gun away. When indeed, if people had been armed there, as what happened down at Enterprise Park with the woman with the machete out there with the kids and everything, there were armed people there that were able to protect
and stop
the area. They didn't. Nobody was shot. They did exactly the right thing. They kept her away. The police were called and the police arrested her. If there had been security or somebody that was armed when this thing went, at least there was a chance that he could have been stopped. Because when he was confronted by the police, as many of these mass shooters do, many of them, they kill themselves.
There you go.
Yep.
This is a given. And I've said this from the very beginning. When we made all of our children go and live their life in our schools on a daily basis in gun-free zones, we literally have set them up in a place that that anybody who wants to do them harm can be assured that nobody in that facility is going to stop them. They can go through the front door, they can shoot whoever they want to, because it says gun-free zone. How about a sign in front of your schools that say, there are armed individuals in this building? Want to guess which ones?
Well, it could be.
I mean, would that not deter somebody from coming through the gate?
As simple as armed security on campus.
There you go.
And That's all it would take.
That's exactly right. Anytime you say gun-free zone.
A person that comes in that does this, like the guy in Atlanta and the other guys, they are deranged.
Exactly, and they're not going to go up against somebody they know is going to fight back.
Well, this guy went to his workplace. So he was not a friendly person, from what I understand from the interviews with people that knew him. But the fact is, he had enough of a rage and a dislike. You have to even wonder, did he even know the people he was shooting? Were these people he worked with? Or were these people he just walked in and he
using
just
the transit
shooting?
System? Just yeah,
just started shooting.
Not enough of the details have come out.
Not yet.
But I would assure you that if in fact there was an ethnic connection, anything like that, you would have heard that already, because that's what they look for, that's what they key on, that's what the press is wanting. They're wanting some. Can we say that this was an angry white guy that went out and killed a bunch of people? Or they love that. And so that's what they want to jump on. If they haven't identified that, they're having a hard time making a connection. They haven't been able to say that he's a Republican, that he's a Trump supporter, that he's they would be jumping all over that if that were true.
Well, I don't think anybody knows enough about him yet. It'll come out. And somebody said,
unless he happens to be a Bernie Sanders fan or a Biden fan and blah, 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 and then you won't hear anything about it. It'll just be a guy.
Somebody mentioned in here that, you know, these attacks on Jews, they're white, and that's a hate crime. You know, that have been happening lately. Palestinians, did you read about that?
But they don't include them as a white male. That's not the identifier for, they would identify them as Jewish, not as a white male.
You know, there's parts of that you say things that I agree, and there's other things I just don't agree with. You know,
I
just
that.
Don't agree with you.
You know that. We can agree to disagree.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, the one thing we can agree on though is our sleep number bed.
There you go.
So
that's not the only thing we can agree.
Oh no, we agree on. You know, you and I agree on a lot of things. And I always like having conversations. Like when you walked in today, last night, I was reading on critical race theory. Because I'm hearing so much about it. And I really was ignorant of where it came from and all this. But we'll discuss that later. But last night, I made a huge mistake in my sleep number bed. Not huge. We went to sleep, slept well. But at like 4 o'clock, I wake up and I go, it wasn't. And I realized I had not adjusted the bed to Linda's sleep number setting of 35 and my sleep number setting of 45. I hadn't done it. We were sleeping on 100.
Wow.
We were sleeping well, but it wasn't the same. So, did that. It's there's just something about a sleep number bed. You've had it. You've had
I
have.
Yeah, no, I've had a sleep number bed now for 20 years. And it's certainly not the fancy model like yours, but an excellent night's sleep always. You just sleep better when the bed's adjusted.
Yeah, it just does. And you know what? And if you don't believe that, it's hard for us to prove that to you unless you try it. You know, if you go down to the Sleep Number store and lay on a bed and talk to Steve or any of the other professionals down there, they'll explain to you how this works. I mean, this is based on science. This isn't just based on, oh, yeah, this is what I think. It's based on science. And if you can adjust that bed so that, you know, it's comfortable to you and that when you move, it stays comfortable, you're just going to sleep a lot better. And right now, don't miss out on the Memorial Day weekend special. You can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. Exclusive offers also available for our military. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. This ends Monday, and of course you want to go down to the Target Shopping Center to our Sleep Number store and talk to the people down there. If they can't convince you that you're going to get a better night's sleep, you're not listening. Now, that, of course, is the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We've gone way over 7:19 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
In this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Clark and Carl Mott. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, so helpful, very professional, but they're locally owned, locally run, local board of directors. They have three branches that you can just, you know, so there's plenty of branches to go to. If you're in Red Bluff, it's at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street. And, of course, the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Let's go to the phones. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah. Well, what I'm calling about is Bellavista to water. You know, they're cutting our water out here, and a lot of the guy, people that I know that are not being able to water their fields and raise hay, and our bills have gone up so high that if you go over a certain amount, they start charging you double, which could be up to $600 a penalty, I believe.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's crazy. Well, I was told about a water leak here about a week ago that somebody told me that it's been like this for about 10 years since they put a bridge in on 299. And so I stopped and went over to this bridge and walked down underneath. And there was water coming out of the creek, which, of course, there's I was kind of concerned because with this all this water losses that we're having right now and the water shortage. But so I called Bella Vista Water, and I said, well, we've got a problem here. And they sent a couple of guys out, and they were kind of iffy about wanting to really check it.
Let me ask you a question. Are we talking like, what, a gallon a minute, 10 gallons a minute, a quart a minute, something like that?
Could you tell? I'm probably thinking maybe a gallon, a couple gallons a minute.
Okay.
It's out past Bella Vista. It's called Salt Creek.
Yeah.
It's out there where the nice homes are, and they came out and they brought up their little test jar. And what they do is they dip the water and they put something in it. If it turns pink or purple, it means there's chlorine.
Yeah.
When they did that, it turned purple or pink, and so that definitely said that there was Bella Vista water coming out. But from what I gather, is a friend of mine that I ended up meeting here about a month ago. He says, "Yeah, that thing's been running ever since they did the new bridge." He says, "I've told them it's been about 10 years." He says they've never came out and fixed it. And so I'm just trying to put some heat under somebody to figure out what they need to do with that. The water is just running down.
The Bella Vista Water District has a board of directors. Have you contacted any of them?
Well, I haven't contacted any of them, but I've talked to the many people at Bella Vista Water District, and I don't know how far I need to take this.
See
but,
if you can find out who's on the board and contact them.
Yeah, just go.
They're elected to represent you, and so.
That's a great idea because I used to know somebody that was on the board there, and I'm trying to remember if he's still on or not, Larry. But, you know, Bella Vista's always had problems with water. And now, from what I understand, they want to put a new subdivision out there with like 160 homes. And, just the water problems, that you have already, then adding 160 homes out there.
And if you've got an active leak, if I lived in that district, I'd be following up big time on that.
Well, I am, but the thing is, I call Channel 7, and they go, "Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, we'll do a story." And nobody's. It's just kind of like I feel like they kind of keep it hush about it. But what really irritates me is my family's been here since 1938, and we gave up our water rights to the ditch that's out here. We gave up our wells because that's what you have to do pretty much when you get Bella Vista water, and now. When we water, we get penalized, and so we gave all our water rights up. But now this district was put in for agriculture. It wasn't put in for residents. It was put in for agriculture purposes. Well, they make more money off the residential than they do the farmers, and there's always something being said about that. But I just wish somebody would go out there and figure this thing out. They were telling me, "Well, it's in the creek. We got to go to any Corps of Engineer. We got to do this and this and this." And I'm like, well, get it done. Do what you have to do, or they make a pipe bursting thing that you don't even get in the creek. You dig on one side and you put a new pipe under the ground. It goes right through and comes back up on the other side. So,
you know, the whole thing though is, and the point is though that you've got a pipe there that's pumping out a couple of gallons a minute. Now you think about that, a couple of gallons a minute.
That's a lot of water.
How many, you know, and then you add that up for a day and then for a year. They tell you you can lose so many gallons just from a drip, right?
Right.
Okay. So here's the thing is you've talked to the Bella Vista Water District offices, their admin offices. And Jared, look up who's on the Bella Vista Water Board, directors, whatever you call it. And I tell you what we're going to do, Larry. Free Fire Radio is on your side. We're going to call up and say there's a complaint. There's, you guys have already looked at it, and nobody wants to fix it. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, they when they went out there, they couldn't keep their story straight. First, they said, oh, well, we kind of seen some bubbles coming out here some time back, and but we tested and didn't show anything. Well, the gentleman told me about this. He says, that's not right. He says, that water's been doing this for, because they redid the bridge out there in Salt Creek about 10 years ago, I believe, or something. And he says they, you know, maybe disturbed that. And he would go down there with his granddaughter in the middle of summer when that creek is usually dry, and they would go down there and sit in the creek because the water was nice and cool and clean from Bella Vista water. So I just, it just irritates me when
you
tell us we got to conserve water. I mean, I called the lady because we did go over our allotment already this year because we have cows. And she kind of spanked me over the phone about, well, people like you is why we're having these rations. And I'm like, well, you got a leak out there that maybe doesn't help us either, right?
Yeah, give me 2 gallons a minute in my free water in my my allotment, and don't charge me for it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what, Larry? I just wanted, but also want to say is, you know, several years ago, we were going through this, you know, those droughts and everything. The city of Reading has got massive leaks it's massive leaks out there too that nobody's addressed. The board members, by the way, are, oh, I tell you who you can call. There's a guy, Bob Nash. Do you know Bob Nash?
I knew Bob Nash.
He's a good guy. I would give him a call.
Yes.
And tell him. And just tell him what you've told us. Because, you know, Bob's a farmer too, and he understands this water thing. So, but thanks for calling, buddy.
And if you go online, you just put in Bella Vista Water District board members and all of their names, the president, the vice president, and all three directors, the president, they all come right up and you can and contact
That's who
them.
I would go to. I wouldn't go to, I would not go to the bureaucracy that's, you know, answering phones and all that. I go right to the director and say, this has been going on for a long time, and, you know, 2 gallons a minute is, that adds up quickly. That's significant. Okay.
Yes,
well, thanks for your call.
Maybe we get this county straightened out one of these days, and Selma will come back and open his vineyard.
Hey, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be great? All right. Thanks
lovely.
A lot.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
You know, see, I like phone calls like that.
Absolutely.
Because here's somebody that's trying to get Bella Vista, as you know.
Oh, it's been an issue for forever, and certainly the water district as a whole. But anytime you've got a leak like that, that if they're not following up on it, and that's a factual account.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is.
Because those people, water, you know, we don't realize if we live in one of the cities where we have water, we pay a little bit for water, it's no big deal. Bella Vista is not the only water district. Clear Creek Water District, Cloverdale Water District, all of these places. And you get a drought. You're talking huge stuff. They get water.
And
they get fines. Yeah. It's very expensive.
And this is a bad drought we're in.
And
I mean,
it's not
the worst we've been in.
Bad
but this
enough.
Is bad, which leads to the fires, the Cal Fire having, you know, drier. I mean, this whole thing it's all related. But them wanting to put another 160 homes out there. I'm trying to get to the people that are opposing that and say, you know, and then I'd like to get the guy on that wants to build it out there and say, you know, with the water problems, how are you planning on handling that if they're already cutting water back? You know, and I don't know if I don't know what the answer is on something like this. I know there's a lot of people that are concerned about it.
Well, I know that
the Shasta board their what is it, the planning board?
Yeah,
it's got to be voting on this thing soon.
Yeah,
enough,
yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That a place that it's kind of like, think of it as the girl cave when Linda and Trish go in there.
Yeah, it's like a candy store. It's got all kinds of lovely things to delight you and fantasize your, just makes you think of all kinds of wonderful things, diamonds and crystals and beautiful things to adorn yourself with.
I don't think I would have put it like that. But
well,
you
hey,
did because
I,
that's
hey,
the way you...
A girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns, Carl. I mean, you know...
We've
just,
known that.
Yeah.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, 7:34 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igoe Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Reading Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Reading Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. 2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Nice
song. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all
the king.
The devil may
absolutely
care. And I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Thursday, open line Thursday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and Quick and Clean Car Wash is bringing us a segment where I was at yesterday. I go into Quick and Clean. I love it there. It's friendly people. They you know, of course, you go through the automated washer, but then there's a young, usually a young person that's drying your car off and, you know, and all this. And
soft clean closets.
They've been there about like 100 years. Hey, they're here at the, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. You buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. Good people.
Okay. And every 10 car washes, you get a free one.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. That's right. They give you a little punch card there. Okay, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I was listening to you about the gentleman that called in about the water leak. So I'm a number nerd. So I figured, okay, if you said it was 2 gallons a minute, I'd get the calculations. That's 2,880 gallons a day, which is 3.84 CCF. It's 20,160 gallons a week, which is 26.9 CCF. 86,400 gallons a month, which is 115.2 CCF, and it's 1,036,800 gallons a year, which is 1,382 CCF.
For a 2 gallon leak.
Yes.
And so you think about that. And over a million gallons of water just goes down the creek.
Yep.
Now, this is according to Larry, of course. So
even if it's half of that, so it's a gallon a minute.
Yeah, so yeah. Then it becomes 500,000 gallons of water just wasted. And how could you use 500,000 gallons of water out in Bella Vista?
Well, you know, we get our bill here in the city by the CCF.
Yeah.
There's 750 gallons to a CCF. So, I mean, if you look, I don't know what your water usage is. Mine's about 21. So that's a week's worth. Every week, that's a month's worth of water that I'm getting billed for.
Wow.
Every week.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah.
And then if you go over that, then you reach, right. Start getting them in other tiers, and then when they're cutting the water back from the people there and made to feel, according to Larry, made to feel kind of guilty because you raise cattle or you have a few cows out there.
And the other thing is expand this. That's only one leak. How many leaks are really out there?
Well, do you remember when we were going through that? I mentioned it on a few minutes ago that we have horrendous leaks in the system because we've got old pipes here in Redding. I mean, some of these pipes date back to the turn of the century, these old clay pipes. And they know that there's leaks in there, and they try to get to them as they can. But how many millions of gallons of water do we lose in the city, in the county, just from old pipes?
We did a study on that several years back, and they came up with all the figures for all the different water districts, the cities, the county, everybody that was supplying water in the area, and it was absolutely astronomical. I don't remember whether that was the grand jury that started that process looking into it, but they did a complete expose. It's been a few years back.
Yeah.
But there was a tremendous amount of water loss.
I wonder how that compares to the amount of evaporation off Shasta Lake on a summer day.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Have you seen
I wonder which one's bigger.
I would think the water leaks.
You think the water leaks are bigger?
I think so.
Well, if you look at combined, yeah, probably
combined,
is. Combined.
If you take all, yeah.
Yeah, combined, yeah.
You know, I still have a personal well.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell immediately if I have any kind of a leak or a water because the pump turns on at night when it never should. And as soon as my pump turns on in the middle of the night, and it's in the garage right next to my bedroom, man, that pump turns on, I'm out looking for that leak, the next day.
Well,
which faucet's been left on?
You live
something leaking.
You live in the city of Redding, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what the city of Redding does. When I get my, I got a message from them or a note from them that said my water usage, you know, last month was more than mm-hmm. the month before and last year, and that could I have a leak? So I'm waiting until I get the one this time. If the water usage is still up, because we were watering there, I'm turning off the water at the street, and I'm turning off all the water in my house. Then I'm going
to
go out
look
there.
At the meter.
Then I go look at the meter. If it's moving, I got a leak someplace. But it's not obvious, and you know, because I've walked around, I've looked at all the spots and all this, and we have not, you know, it doesn't look like we have a leak. So anyway, thanks a lot, Chris. That's
You're welcome.
Million gallons of water a year from 2 gallons, you know, a minute.
A leak, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, got to take a quick break. Hey, Mark. I tell you, let's just, hey, Mark, good morning. Let's just go to Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm a, good. I'm a water distribution operator, and people don't realize just how much water is leaked. So an eighth of an inch hole in a water main will leak 1.2 million gallons a year.
Okay, wait a minute. 1/8 inch leak?
Hole.
In a water main.
Will leak 1.2 million gallons of water a year.
Okay, now let me ask you more questions, okay? What did you say your profession was?
Well, I'm in construction, but I have construction. My grade 1 water distribution.
Okay.
Certificate.
Okay, so you understand this. So that 1/8 of 1/8 hole can leak that much. What can you, I mean, does the city or the county, did they go, when they see something like that, did they go out looking for those things?
No. Not really. The only time they really address it is if it's bubbling up in the street and people start complaining.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, there's so many spots here that, you know, that millions of gallons of water leaking out. But, you know, unless it's reported or unless somebody sees it, or like you said, it's bubbling up on somebody's yard or in their backyard, you know, it's going to probably not even be noticed. They just realize they, from what I remember from the interview we had, was that they understand there's going to be millions of gallons of water lost through leaks, and that's just added in. But wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a large percentage of the water use in California is through leaks.
I believe, you know what?
I think that's true. They will tell you that then replenishes the groundwater, goes back into the soil and replenishes the groundwater. So,
well, hey, thank you so much.
Well, let's really think about that logic that they're using there. So your average water depth is 3.5 feet coverage, okay?
Uh-huh.
So most of that water is actually going to work its way to the surface and be evaporated, not deep into the ground.
Uh-huh.
If anyone were leaking, you're right.
Yeah. You know what?
If we're spending all that energy, electricity, and all that to generate that water, you know, to just say, oh, well, we're spending all this money to treat it just to pump it back into the ground. Does that really make much sense?
No, it's not cost effective at all. And you're right. And especially now when we're in this drought conditions and it's going to get worse, that we lose millions and millions of gallons of water a year. I mean, and they know it. They know it because that's just part of the water usage. They figure is leakage. But, you know, imagine if you could fix every one-eighth hole in the system. How much water?
Or if you only even fixed up three or four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if each district picked up 50% of what their leakage was, it'd make a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
And Shelly Vista in itself has had issues. They've done a pretty good job starting it. Because originally it was just it was an irrigation district. And so a lot of the piping they used was irrigation pipe, not commercial water mains.
Yeah.
And over the years they've been trying to get rid of all that old white
PVC
thin wall pipe and leaks easy.
Okay.
I mean, I've literally put a digging bar through it accidentally just trying to find it. That's how brittle it is.
Wow. Okay, Mark, we got to run. Thank you so much for your phone call. You know what? I learn something new every day. And then when people talk about water, I'll go, did you know?
Yeah.
You know, people think that I'm incredibly smart, but I don't. I just listen to my incredibly smart audience. Callers.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. I don't know. I don't know how good day it's going to be after me. You know what? When you get phone calls like that, and we are so far over our break, when you get phone calls like that, Trish, it makes you realize that here these guys are out there in Bella Vista. They're fighting. They're fighting to keep their farms. They're fighting to keep their crops. They're fighting to be able to have a few cows out there. And they're being made to feel guilty for having cows. Yeah, are cows an effective use of water? I mean, you could look at it and say, no, it's not. However, you know, I'm not going to get into the beef versus no beef and all that, except for the fact that cattle play such an important part in our lives. But to have things out there that you can fix, and to hear the statistics on it from our listeners is just kind of it's such an eye opener.
You know, we had great discussions for many years. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, we had the Shasta County Water Council.
Yeah.
And we started a study of the water. The basis was, I'm going really back 20 years now. But the issue was that, you know, they've dried up other areas in the state, taken their groundwater, forced them to pump the groundwater.
And then what happens?
Well,
the ground collapses.
Exactly. So we decided that if we didn't know ourselves how much groundwater we had, we'd have a hard time making the argument that this is what we need for ourselves. You can't take this. So we started this, and we did the studying, and we did the modeling, and we went in, and they can tell you exactly how much the grading area of water basin holds, how much water is groundwater, how much is surface water, how much is all of those things, and it's all modeled. It's interesting to look at. It's actually on a computer, and you can see the water in different areas. The point is, I don't know that they're still that actively involved in protecting our water rights up here. It was a huge thing for a long time. Be interesting perhaps to have Pat Minturn on, the Public Works Director, because he was the one that was very involved in that, to talk about the water in the North State and what we're still doing with the water councils and stuff.
That would be good. And then also have his counterpart from the city.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this, because it has been addressed before, the leaks and this, mm-hmm. plus theft of water. Theft of water,
yes.
Which is probably millions of gallons a year, too.
And people saying, that don't have water rights just dropping a little hose in the bucket. That's
they
how they get
go
their water.
Go to places, fill up their water tanks so they can go out, and they can pump it all over their marijuana plants.
There you go.
Things like this. Anyway, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by somebody that doesn't cheat. Somebody that's got it all together, and that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Her business is divided into both insurance and then financial advice there. And if you need a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 221-0441. Stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Ricker, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We've got like 2 minutes left because we have just totally ignored what our breaks are supposed to be because we've had really interesting guests. We got into water, and let's just kind of roll this up because we talked about the acid. Somebody brought in how much water does, you know, is lost, you know, in quotation marks from the acid canal. And you said at the end of the acid canal, it goes back into the ground or something?
No. The acid canal is an open ditch system. It's an open ditch system. That's how the water is delivered. And they're not lined. So certainly, an open ditch system. Certainly, a lot of that water is going in. But it does go back into the groundwater.
Yeah, that goes straight back into it.
Exactly.
Right.
And the argument from the people who live in the area where acid canal is, That there's a lot of farms and small mini farms and what have you.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's green and lush all year round.
Yeah.
You can follow the acid canal. If you're in the air,
you can see it.
You can see it immensely. So the people who live around those areas, I being one of them, I live in the South County, we don't want that going away and clayed up. We don't want all those dishes pulled together because it would change our whole atmosphere.
Keep you from taking water out of the canal.
We're not taking water out of the canal. It's just
where's the water go to?
Back into the Reading area water basin.
Well, where's the acid? Okay, I've known about the acid canal.
Well, the Reading
since
area
I've lived here.
Okay, the Reading area water basin, kind of the center of the Reading area water basin, is really kind of centered in Anderson.
Okay,
a little bit. That's the deepest point, if you will.
Right,
and it goes all over.
Now, but what's the purpose of the canal?
It's to serve irrigation water.
Right, that's what I thought. So
For farmers.
So they have pumps that take it out of the canal then.
No, it's literally, in most places, it's a matter of you get the water, you unplug your ditches, you put the back in, you send the water to the next person.
Okay.
And they have a water delivery system that's all by these canals.
How do you measure how much water everybody gets?
I'm not exactly sure how they measure it. They get to have it for a certain period of time,
right.
And then you've got to turn it to the next person.
Okay.
And you pay for how much ever you get each person.
The water wells up out of the ground. It goes through the acid canal. Is there an end to it, or is it just kind of, is it a circular type thing?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but I think it goes back in.
We do have to run.
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about Board of Supervisors and their vote about trying to maintain order, because you were on the Board of Supervisors. We'll be right back right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden giving U.S. intelligence 3 months to investigate and report back on the origins of COVID-19. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Mr. Biden's anxious to get to the bottom of it.
This is why the president is asking the U.S. intelligence community, in cooperation with other elements of our government, to redouble efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring the world closer to a definitive conclusion on the origin of the virus and deliver a report to him again in 90 days.
The White House again expressing confidence in the World Health Organization. U.S. pipeline operators will be required for the first time to conduct a cybersecurity assessment. This under a new Biden administration directive.
It's in response to the ransomware hack that disrupted gas supplies in several states. The Transportation Security Administration directive will mandate that the owners and operators of the nation's pipelines report any cyber incidents to the federal government. They'll also be required to have a cybersecurity coordinator available at all times to work with authorities in the event of an attack like the one that shut down the Colonial Pipeline.
Correspondent Jeremy House. When he visits Cleveland today, the president will be talking up the U.S. economy.
The president travels to politically important Ohio to give a speech about his economic policies. White House officials say Mr. Biden will tout that the economy is improving under his leadership. However, the administration is facing some economic uncertainty following last month's weak jobs report and the ongoing risk of inflation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Unemployment claims dropped to a pandemic low, 406,000 last week. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 168 points, NASDAQ ahead 12, the S&P up 12 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Australia's Victoria State heading into a week-long coronavirus lockdown. It comes after several months of virtually no community transmission.
Because Australia has done so well in containing the virus, whether it's because of their border control or because of these snap lockdowns or because of hotel quarantine, there's been a sense of complacency, but also a slow and frankly at times shambolic vaccine rollout and not enough campaigning by the government to urge people to go and get vaccinated. So as worried as people are, many are also saying that this is sort of a wake-up call.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. Hong Kong's rubber stamp legislature has passed a bill amending electoral laws, drastically reducing the public's ability to vote and increasing the number of pro-Beijing lawmakers making decisions for the city. The new law also sets up a new committee ensuring that candidates are patriotic. News and analysis at townhall.com. A World War II pilot still flying all these years later.
John Billings flew more than 50 combat missions, including missions for the U.S. Office of Strategic Services, a forerunner to the CIA. At age 97, Billings continues to fly regularly from his home airport in Luray, Virginia. His career over three quarters of a century in American aviation is detailed in his new autobiography, Special Duties Pilot. Billings says he loved airplanes ever since his dad bought him a plane ride at a Massachusetts airfield as a three-year-old. Now he works as a volunteer pilot for Angel Flight, transporting medical patients in need of specialized care. Keith Peters, Washington.
Orders for big-ticket manufactured goods dropped unexpectedly last month, the first time in 11 months, pulled down by plunging orders for cars and auto parts. And the U.S. economy grew at a robust annual rate of 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today's the 27th, and Scotch tape. Did you look up Scotch tape, buddy?
This is
cellophane tape day.
Scotch tape was invented by a 3M engineer, Richard Drew, in 1930. And he also invented the first masking tape in 1925.
So who did he work for? Was he just a...
3M.
Oh, 3M, of course.
Right.
And then, you know, the Stick-It notes.
You know what's funny is because just yesterday Pat was telling me how Post-it notes were invented.
Post-it. And you know what it was one of their engineers was looking for a way to keep notes and keep them around. And so he invented this. And first it was sticky on both sides, and that didn't work. So he made it on one side. Well, guess what happened with that? Whoever he worked for, it may have been 3M. They owned
it was
that.
3M.
They owned that because he was their employee.
Exactly.
Working on company time. They own that. They may have, I'm sure they gave him some kind of little, you know, bonus
probably
or
not.
Something. Probably. Well, you don't know that. I mean, you know, corporations aren't totally unfeeling.
Oh,
BMS.
I know. Oh, I absolutely
you know
don't think
that.
They are. No.
But you know what? But he didn't own it.
That's exactly
and
right.
So.
No royalties down
imagine
the line.
Life without Scotch tape. I mean, think about it.
How do you
like wrap things? I mean, would you glue it together? Would you, duct tape? Duct tape's good. Who invented duct tape? Okay, go back into that. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading, and I'm going from a different
weather. I got to step back from this coffee.
Well, yeah, stop drinking coffee. We're going to go with a different weather report. The one I gave the first hour was totally inaccurate. We're looking for a high today of 87 and a low of 67 this evening, and on Friday a high of 94 and a low of 62. On Saturday a high of 99, a low of 65. On Sunday, going to break that 100-degree mark and go 103 and a low of 74. On Monday, 107, a low of 72. And on Tuesday, watch out, 108 and a low of 72. That continues right on through the following Monday before we get below Tuesday into next a week from yesterday before we get back down to a 97.
To the 90s.
Wow. So be ready. Be ready. Head for water. Be sure you're hydrating yourself. And don't lock people or animals in cars, even for a minute. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
The weather. I mean, and we're talking about the loss of water and how the weather's like this. And, I mean, losing millions of gallons of water is one thing. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk Board of Supervisors. You and I wish everybody could hear the conversations that Trish and I have during these five-minute breaks. Because we start off by taking one side or the other.
Uh-huh.
And by the time it's finished, we've both kind of like reached the middle part, you know, and that, which is what I wish people could do here in our county and our city. The city, The city should be, you know, the city should be supporting what's going on over at the county, because there's no heat on the city right now. You know, like 20% raises for some people, you know, all of these things. I mean, nobody's paying attention to what's going on in the city. Not saying the city's doing anything wrong, but nobody's really paying attention. Nobody's probably going, you know, very few people going to the meetings, because the people that are active, politically active, really is a small percentage of the people in our town. So those people who are politically active one way or the other, they're flocking to the Board of Supervisors meeting, which could go on till, you know, 3 or 4 or 5. And then you've got the city council meeting that night, and everybody's worn out. So the city council, you know what? You could say we're going to paint the streets pink, and nobody would know about it.
Well, and the sad part of what you just said, and let me just pick out one thing, is the people who are politically active. I would characterize that a little bit different. I would say, number one, it's a shame that there is such a small number of people in our community who are politically active.
That's true.
We all should be. We get the kind of government we deserve. The problem with the people that, no, I don't want to say a problem.
Not a problem.
Nothing wrong with it.
Right.
But the people who are politically active, in the way you phrased that right now, have got one thing on their mind.
Right.
And that's the recall of the Board of Supervisors and all of the ills.
Fighting the recall.
Or fighting the recall. And so, very single-minded, targeted issue.
Right.
When that issue is resolved, one way or the other, whichever way it goes, those same people are going to walk away and not be involved. And that is the sad part of why we get the kind of government we
do.
Unless you're hitting somebody square in the forehead, square in their back pocket, where the money comes out of their pocket, something they're adamantly opposed to, we don't pay enough attention to what our elected officials are doing at any level in the United States.
You do not have to be politically active, which means showing up and all that, but you should be politically astute.
Exactly.
That you understand what the, you know, why are they going for the recall? I mean, I can explain why they are doing it. Why are they opposing the recall? I can take that side. But do you know what the issues are in at the state or the federal level that affect us so, you know, we feel like, well, you know, I can't do anything about that. Well, it's difficult to do things at the state or the federal level.
It's difficult to do anything, but you can make a difference.
You can't, but the county and city level, you can make a huge difference, but you've got to understand. How many people out there don't even know who their supervisor is?
Right, or which district they live in.
Yeah.
Or that the Board of Supervisors has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with schools.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Complaining that the Board of Supervisors should be held responsible for schools not being open.
You have an elected superintendent of schools. You have an elected school board for every school
district. For every district.
For every school district in Shasta County. Board of Supervisors has nothing.
If you want to hold somebody responsible for schools, call Bruce Ross up. No, I'm just kidding. Bruce is listening. Nope, don't call Bruce. But he's one member of a school board. The school boards control that district. Now, the Health and Human Services can, what they're doing is vomiting out what comes from the state. But it's up to that school board. As we have seen in other states, they can open those schools up. If they wanted to.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, and then you get into teachers' unions and everything. I don't know how powerful the teachers' union is in Shasta County. I have a feeling it's not.
Probably not. And not it is a bit. I'm going to just kind of jump subjects a little bit on you, Carl.
That's okay.
Only because
we're sticking to the break. So, Richard, you're going to have to wait till after the break, buddy.
Okay. So, but, you know, one of the things that we're learning just over the last few days and are starting to have a conversation is something that I've been saying from the very beginning, is this whole, everybody keeps referring to, it's the law about the masks and
there's
we
no
have
law.
To do that. And I have said from the very, very, very beginning,
yeah,
from the president of the United States all the way down to the lowest school board in Shasta County or city council, I mean, nobody, no area ever reached the definition of a disaster to declare an emergency. No jurisdiction ever met the criteria to declare an emergency which allowed for any of these rules and regulations that came down.
You know what?
And they just have been talking about that, Carl.
I will agree with you when it comes to, you know, like our area and all this. But I can't help but think when New York City, through a lot of it, was their own fault.
But they never didn't fill up the hospitals.
They didn't have to close anything. In fact, they brought in the ship overflow, and it never happened.
That's my point. Was there deaths? Were there people sick? I'm not confident.
No,
but
we all know
there is a process to declare a disaster, to declare an emergency.
Yes.
The sheriff comes out in a county, and he declares it. But it only takes effect when he goes to the Board of Supervisors to have the elected legislative body to confirm that. And then it goes to the state, and then the state makes a determination, and they go through a process. That must be renewed every 30 days. We never renewed it after the original. Nobody ever talked about it at any level. And there's been articles now that have come up, and they're doing that across the United States, talking about the fact these aren't laws. These were suggested.
Well, they haven't been laws from the very beginning. These are promulgated rules.
They're unenforceable.
Well,
it's the point.
In Shasta County, where other counties were issuing citations and closing businesses down, I will say, everybody should
know. There were some warnings.
Not one citation was issued.
That's right.
Not one. Okay.
We're going to take a break, Carl.
We do have to. Hey, this portion of the show. You know what? As you, if you were riding in the rodeo like Trish and I were, and Trish was in the barrel racing, and I was riding bulls, you probably had some strained muscles and maybe even perhaps an orthopedic injury. Well, if you do, or just, my friends, if you've been working out and you're sore and you've pulled something and you're not at that level, or just because you've gotten older.
Give
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance a call at 533-5030. They're located at 3673 Eureka Way, and physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back in action. These are not your amateurs. They've worked at the highest levels, the NFL Combine, the U.S. Olympic Gymnastics Team. We're talking about some people that know what they're doing. And, you know, have you ever strained a knee? Well, they're going to have the expertise to get you back into shape to strengthen that knee. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. 8:17 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 88 today. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music. Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is 8:21 in the morning, and I was reading chat room. I'm having a skirmish with one of our chat roomers. Think about purchasing an electric car. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And somebody said in there, boy, wouldn't that be great to have an electric Harley? I just wanted to tell you, whoever said that, was Harley is looking at building an electric Harley. So, you know, I don't even know what to say. How do you replicate the potato sound? Potato, potato, potato. You know what, it's sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Lots to say in response to what you've already mentioned this morning. You made a lot of points, so I hope you let me on for a little bit.
Step closer to the phone, Richard.
I'm right at my phone, Carl.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Okay.
I hope my off-speaker.
Oh,
I'm
there. That's good. That's good.
I'm hoping that you'll give me a little time. So yesterday at the end of the board meeting,
yeah,
Modi impromptu brought up Second Amendment resolutions that have been mentioned in the last year.
Yeah.
And fortunately, even a broken clock is correct twice a day. Even the attorney corrected them and said, yeah, I'd be very careful on what you're doing on a non-agendized item. Modi's been in public office, what, 10 years? And he doesn't know the rules, I guess, still after 10 years. But, hey, here's the deal. So, voters, constituents, activity, participation in government, you guys were talking about all of that stuff. Unfortunately, so many generations have been brainwashed. Yeah, I'm going to use that word, brainwashed, in local school to not really challenge or question authority, being the government. And 90-plus percent of our electorate in Shasta County are asleep. And so that's why you're seeing such a small number of people on both sides showing up at the board meeting for over a year now. But I have other issues and questions. But, I mean, do you have anything on that so far?
Well, you know what? I'm agreeing with you. I think we can all agree on the fact that people, we're getting into this, especially now, and we're seeing it under Biden. I mean, government has been growing year after year after year after year. And now we're at a point that I believe you're right. I don't know if the word brainwashing is right, but I think it's something similar to that, that if you question certain authorities, you're going to get hammered. But knowing what goes around as an adult, knowing what's going on in your county, in your city, is so important. Not knowing which district you live in is sad.
And I don't disagree with anything you said. I think that's exactly right. There's just so few people that are paying attention to what's going on. I will say that there is a stark difference between the involvement of our elected officials at the local level now than there was 20 years ago when I was involved. Our board and the city councils, when I was on the city council, we were a more inclusive of the community at a lot of functions, mixing with the people. I don't personally see that with our elected officials so much today.
Yeah, and then another point you made about the schools. It's a very important point you made that the schools are autonomous. Yes, they are. When all this COVID stuff happened, if our board of supervisors had kept the health officer in check and said, look, here's the information, put it out to the public, let them make their own informed decisions. We will not send out threatening letters, as Chris, yes, those letters were threatening government action if they did not follow the edicts. That is not acceptable. But back to the school board, this health officer was given way too much power and was allowed to keep it in defiance of the public's information given to the board. And the board did not rein the health officer in. Not acceptable. That's why they're being recalled. If they had, at the very beginning, said, hey, everybody gets to make their own choice, put out the information, health officer, and leave them alone, I don't think this recall would be happening. What do you think about that?
I concur with you, and I would take that a step further and say that we can take that same format and lay it right over the United States of America and say that if, in fact, Dr. Fauci and CORE had been held in check and held to tell the truth, we wouldn't be where we're at any place in the United States.
Correct.
Is that I look at the national media as a lightning storm, and the vast majority of the people in the United States are a herd that when they get frightened, they run. And I think that it started right there. Fauci has changed his mind so many times. And this whole thing of where it started, I think there isn't anybody that doesn't know it started in China in the Wuhan lab. And, in fact, Biden is even saying, you know what, we don't know where this thing started. He started a new commission. That's how much pressure is on him. But I absolutely agree with you on this one, Richard, is that people need to make up their own minds. Here's the information. You make up your own mind.
And let me tail off on that. I know you're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
The alternative facts and data, non-government, actually, a lot of the facts and data that was contradictory came from government. And all that has been presented to our board over the last year, everybody, year. And this board, majority, has refused to ask us for our source material, our documentation, even though it's been left on the lectern now for them to read. And our board has done nothing with the other facts and data, another reason to recall. They're not listening to facts and data, for God's sake.
Well, I won't disagree.
Well,
I don't know enough about that to comment.
Don't get into that one, because we have people that comment in our chat room and on the air. They come up with facts and figures that, you know, where does that come from? You know, it's so important. And this is the last thought, because we do have to take a break here. It's so important that people make up their own minds, but that there is enough research out there online that you can look at it and say to yourself, is it worth doing this? God, COVID killed people. but it's worth shutting down our world for COVID. And I've never believed that. I have never believed that. And, and anybody who's listened to the show for the last year knows I don't believe that.
I think what we can clearly say about COVID and the pandemic and all of that is that we never, ever have gotten the factual totally 100% because I don't think they know what the actual facts are. Nobody's researched it. We've had opinions. You can get up a doctor and a group of scientists to swear to anything you've got, any rumor out there, you can get a group to swear to it. We know that it was a disease that impacted us. There were some deaths involved. Beyond that, you have to look at the information and make the decision that best suits you.
You get last word.
20 seconds. Some people are saying, why a recall and why not wait till the next election? Okay. That's going to be 20 to 30 meetings if we do not recall, 20 to 30 more meetings before the next normal election on the new supervisor's seat. That's 20 to 30 more meetings that our county board is going to continue to perpetuate what has been happening in Shasta County in the last year. And does anybody have anything positive to say about businesses closing, kids masking, and everything else? Of course not. We need to recall them now. Thank you very much for the time, Carl.
You bet. Okay, now Christian is going to come in with a different opinion, but we're going to make you wait, Christian, until after the break, and then it's your turn. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, we were talking about the water problems and everybody's having and all this. River Commons Senior Living is a place for active seniors. It's not an assisted living facility. They have gourmet chefs. They have activity directors. They have, if you want transportation, they have transportation. You've got your own transportation, you can take that. They're pet friendly at River Commons. There are so many pluses to being at River Commons Senior Living when you have made that choice that you need to give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get a tour, have lunch. See why this place is Northern California's premier retirement community. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Open Line Day, and we've gone from water to the border supervisors to, deleting things in the chat room, which thoroughly irritated the person I was, but I don't do all of them, Newsy. If you've noticed, I don't delete all of them, just some of them. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you want to jump into this. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, I just had lunch with Casey Fatch and Dr. Bill Taggart, who's in charge of their emergency services. And they said, finally, people are starting to come back to the emergency room. Now, you say to yourself, well, it's for emergencies. In many cases, people come there because there's something wrong, and they find it, and they can get them helped. During the COVID craziness, people put off going to the emergency room because they were afraid to, and which is, but now people are starting to get over that fear and go in and be treated. Now, did Christian hang up?
No, he's still on the line.
Christian, good morning. How are you doing?
Yep. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
And, so listen, by the way, the second Saturday, not this one, but the following, we have an electric vehicle expert who's going to give us a rundown on electric vehicles. There's a lot of opportunity out there that we're not aware of. This is great stuff.
Well, I'm interested in electric vehicles because, Ford just made the announcement that they're going
to
40% of their output by 2030 is going to be in the electric vehicles. So,
Carl, what's interesting, I want one of those F-150s, believe me. But here's the deal. I really can't afford it right now. However, that's one of the aspects we're going to be addressing is there are affordable options out there that would be surprising to a lot of us. So, it's an interesting way of looking at it. And this guy is he's an expert. Hey, I just wanted to chime in real quick on the Board of Supervisors finally taking a little bit of action to bring a little civility and decorum to these meetings. I've only gone to a few, but I got to tell you something. The blood in the streets threatening a violent revolution, the potty mouth, if I can use that word, the screaming and yelling at our supervisors. We have become a joke. Yeah, we've been written up in L.A. Times. There was a piece in a New York newspaper. I mean, come on. Listen, we've got to get back into safe and sane rationality, or we're going to go nowhere. This is what I'm going to say this, and I'll go ahead and hang up because
I have a question for you. So go on.
The one thing that the supervisors' meetings has become
is a TV studio. You walk in there, and all these people have their video equipment. They have, you know, they're doing their video stuff on both sides, but mostly on the other. And all of a sudden, they're ending up in documentary, you know, films.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying it's become a TV studio.
But what's wrong
you
with that?
You put up your prompt. Well, here's what's wrong with it. If you use words like, there's going to be violent, bloody revolution in the streets, there's going to, and you start actually swearing and calling a supervisor disgusting stuff. Well, okay, you could say, what's wrong? Maybe they got the First Amendment to videotape that and use it. But I don't think that's exactly what the Board of Supervisors meetings were designed for. And by the way, Board of Supervisors have the law behind them to bring a little bit of decorum and civility into these meetings.
Well, the person that you're talking about, the main person in this, Vlad or whatever his name is, the recall people have distanced themselves as much as possible from this guy. They think he's a wacko too. So
yeah, and I think the same thing with Carlos. I think that they're getting a little tired of that. However, he is still one of the main orchestrators of the recall movement. And so anyway, I thank the Board of Supervisors, who are all Republicans except for one of them, who is, I'm not too sure, he's right of Republican. I'm not too sure what that is. Listen, folks, come on. I used to go to the Board of Supervisors and talk about, you know, there's a part of my county road that's crumbling, and I would really like some help. I went to the roads department, and they said, no, we can't really help you right now. So I go to the supervisors' meetings, or I call my supervisor. That's what this stuff is for. It is not for an orchestrated propaganda campaign from Washington, D.C., right down into Shasta County, talking about Q theory, talking about Fauci invented COVID and is using it as a weapon against America. I mean,
There's on both sides. There are things that are said. However, Fauci has, over a period of a year, has said things, reversed himself again. Does he have, you know, there is every right in the world to question
his credibility.
The credibility of a guy that's had such a huge effect on our nation. And
then
you know,
do so, but let's not swear and yell and
no, that's great. No, but how about this though? What about the people in the streets that are saying burn, piggy, burn, cook them in a blanket?
Unacceptable,
right? So there are unacceptable people on both sides. The question is when do you say, you know, by your standards and my standards, what's acceptable?
By having the Board of Supervisors, who are elected by us, to say, listen, people, this is not acceptable behavior in the chamber of the people. And by the way, the chamber of the people, which is our supervisors' hole, the majority of people, who they tune that out. They see that stuff and they go, oh, my God, you know, I'm giving up on politics. Why bother? This is crazy. It's the truth. And I'm going to agree with you and Ms. Clark that if you don't pay attention to what's going on, if you're not politically active, if you don't know who your supervisor is, if you don't know who your assembly and your representatives in Congress, you know, then shut up. You don't have you don't go to the meetings.
Okay, yeah, shame on you. Yeah, you're absolutely
Christian
right.
Christian has a show called Common Ground. It's on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. So, thanks, Christian.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Hey.
Thanks, Christian.
Yeah, everybody seems to think that we are a far-right station, and we're not. We have shows that are very conservative. We have shows that are really liberal, and then we have shows like that are kind of in the middle. You know, like Armstrong and Getty. I mean, they are equal opportunity attackers.
Yeah.
We've got Dave Ramsey, who never mentions politics. And then, of course, Mark Levin during the day. Linda and I try to be as fair as we can, no matter what Newsmax says here about, you know, keeping, you know, deleting her spots. But so many times, happy earthling, I've let things stay on there that I just totally disagreed with. But, hey, it's your right to say it.
I want I want to take just a minute.
Yeah, because we have our break here, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this will just take a minute, but I want to announce down at the Anderson River Park on Friday, May 28th at 2:30, they're going to have the ribbon cutting and grand opening of the River Splash. The big water thing at the Anderson River Park. Ribbon cutting's coming up this Friday, 2:30. Everybody should come out and see what's happening down there at the Anderson River Park.
There you go.
Great new addition.
Get outside. Get out in the open and join your friends. I hope they have 1,000 people
there. Well, I hope they do, too. It's a wonderful thing. Also remind you that the Mosquito Serenade is coming back. It starts in June. The concerts every Wednesday night at the Anderson River Park, opening at 6 o'clock. The first one is on June. Let me just pull that right up. June 3rd.
You got two seconds.
Okay. Whoops. Okay, so
we'll talk about it when we come back.
All right.
All right. Hey, Jim and Terry, hang on to after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've ever gotten my haircut in Redding, California, is Cypress Square Barbershop. So in my opinion, they are the best barbershop around. And in fact, in all my years of having haircuts, including ones that I gave myself in Somalia, this is the best place. Yeah, they work in appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. It is the 27th of May. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's going to be going up to 88 today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friendly old change, Premier, and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM right here in downtown River City. You know, it's kind of funny that with this heat coming on. And what happens when the heat comes in? It's, you know, one of the hottest days a couple years ago. We were having one of those dinners. You know, we put a dinner out for Turtle Bay and for One Safe Place.
And your air conditioner went out.
And our air, the compressor blew up an hour and a half before everybody. And it's 110 outside. Alliance Heating and Air showed up in force. The compressor was busted, I mean, blew out, so they didn't have that type of compressor. So what did they do? This is Alliance Heating and Air. They brought in portable air conditioners that moved the air around and cooled it down a little bit in the dining room. But this is the kind of service you get from Alliance Heating and Air. I can't say enough about them. They've always been there when people need them. They have 24/7 emergency service. And you can get a hold of them at 221-2642. If now's the time to get your air conditioner looked at. It's going to be an underpass.
Don't wait.
Okay, let's go to the phone.
Oh, wait, Jeff. I want to, we were talking just as we were leaving, Mosquito Serenade starting again, the concerts every Wednesday night, the Anderson River Park, first one, June 9th, and our old Hill Street Band is the guest.
All right. Main Mosquito attraction. Serenade. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, when you talk about the AC canal down here and things that and the benefits that thing has, that is a very much benefit to the wildlife that's traveling through the area and for them to stop, build their nests, raise their young.
Absolutely.
And also the water that goes into that ground area, it goes into the underground storage that we need to have built back up anyway. So if we get any water to get through into the ground, that's a benefit.
Absolutely.
And everything like that. And the evaporation come off of it is nothing compared to what evaporates off the Sacramento River heading down to the bay.
Going out into the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not in the ocean and wasting away our water down here. Yeah.
Okay.
And plus benefits of all the water for the farmers and things like what they're supposed to be getting. Anyway, just want to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Everything
Thanks,
he said is absolutely true.
Okay, Jim, thank you so much. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry, you're on.
Yeah, anyway, yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors, there was 7 children that spoke individually, 8 moms, several of which had their kids with them. I'm trying to figure out where all this cussing and swearing was. I'm trying to figure out where all this yelling is. We have several children that speak, different children all the time that speak. There's been a couple of people on both sides that have used maybe loudness in some people's opinion and swearing. But this isn't about a bunch of people doing this. In Blood in the Streets, that's just your leftist fear-mongering situation. I think people are kind of tired of that. I know that, Carl, you've heard some of the things and some of the messages I've gotten,
which I've mentioned, I have mentioned on the show. There, and I'll just do it one more time. Terry, let me listen to a recorded message that somebody left for Sally, And the filth in this was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And so, all it's friends of a certain person who you just talked to. So the thing is that with all that stuff going on, and yes, I do carry a cell phone number of a police officer in my wallet. I talked to the DA the other day. This has gotten to a point where, okay, why don't we all try to be nice, but were those seven young children, were they rude? No. Were the moms rude? No. Were they firm? One gal, Liz Walker, who's the daughter of a pastor, was amazing the way she spoke. She spoke with righteousness. She spoke with truth. And one other thing, too, Trish, you're absolutely correct. The only time you can have a disaster is when the threat reaches a level that overwhelms any local help.
That's right.
Hospitals, et cetera. That never happened anywhere in California.
Didn't happen any place in the United States that they can document.
And first of all, you know, the children speaking and all that, you know, I thoroughly agree with you. Were they censored at all?
They were not censored, okay. But what I'm talking about is the perception and the
right.
things that are being
right.
said.
I understand.
Okay, Terry,
yes.
Can I just respond? Because you're absolutely correct. And this is unfortunately what happens with any issue that we deal with in this United States. They pick out, from the local level all the way up, they pick out one or two minor things. They make the whole story about that, and they just keep beating their drums because it gets people angry. You're absolutely right that of the hundreds of people that have spoken in the boardroom, probably 99.9% of them have been factual, accurate, passionate, and feeling. That little tiny 1% is what the media wants to talk about, what everybody wants to focus on both sides of the argument. How do we get the publication, how do we get away from that being the focal point and try to get back down to facts as opposed to perception?
By people like the previous caller telling the truth.
There
and
you
not
go.
If he yes, he also spoke at the Board of Supervisors saying that the state of Jefferson has a militia. There's no state of Jefferson militia. And the other thing, too, we are in communication every single day with Assemblyman Kiley. Every single day. There are many of us that are looking on what's going on at the state level. And I know, Trish, you're involved in a lot of that stuff. And, Carl, you are. But, you know, if we're going to be civil, it does take two sides. And
yes,
at this
it does.
Point, you know, at this point, we're not being uncivil to the people who are making up falsehoods about us, including some people in the press. So with that, I hope you guys have a great day. 9 a.m. Sunday morning,
Jefferson
State of Mind, Patrick Henry Jones. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Red, White, and Blueprint, Episode 3. I'm sure that we'll have a lot of people watching that, and I would say probably close to a million.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
You know, I will say this, and I understand what Terry's saying, and what both of you are saying. We're focusing on that small percentage because – you know,
that's
like,
what gets
that,
the press.
Like the L.A. Times and this, you know,
they don't print what you say.
Well, at least the guy from this online newspaper from New York, he quoted me absolutely correctly. And he sent me the article, you know, after the publication. And I went back to him and I said, I wish you could have put in everything I'd said about that. Shasta County and Redding and Anderson have got so many things going for them, and yet we're concentrating on this. But Carlos Zapata, he has said things. He has published things about taking over, and he has said things that are it's like, I won't say red flags, but they are things that when people read them, even if it's tongue-in-cheek or if he's using an example or something like this, but he has said things.
Both sides have done
that. Both sides have done that. So you can't just say that it doesn't exist because when it's in print, now, it comes back. It comes back on you.
Quotable moments.
Yeah.
And you get it, and we've got it on both sides in every one of these instances where you have people reaching and making, they make these dramatic quotable moments.
Yeah.
And they have a life of their own.
They live forever.
Once you've uttered one of those things, they take it out of context. They put it everywhere. It sounds like you say it every day, just as you wake up and that's your opening statement.
Yeah.
Maybe only said it once, but that's what you're going to live with.
You know, and there were things said about, you know, I don't defend either side. You know, I figure they're adults. They live with what they say. But I did see on this one Facebook page, they questioned his military service. And I was called about that by a person who's on the opposite side. Is this true? And I said, the person writing this has no concept of how the Marine Corps works. And laid it out for him, and they said, you know, oh, okay, so it's not what this guy said. Not at all. He got part of it, you know, like general stuff, right? When you start talking about
specific military service, are you talking
about? Yeah, well, in the Marines, Carlos Zapata was a major in the Marine Corps. And this guy
was making a comment about his military. Okay.
And this guy had some military service from a couple of decades ago, but he wasn't talking, you know, he doesn't know what the Marine Corps is like. Yeah, it was 14 years since I've been in the Marine Corps, but I was there in the last. I know what the rules are. I know how the Marine Corps is. And what the guy was saying was wrong. Carlos Zapata is a big boy. He can defend himself, but when somebody calls me about it, I'm gonna tell them the truth, and whether I agree with it, I'm not gonna get on Facebook and say you're crazy, you know, to this guy. Anyway, tomorrow, once they play,
long show, fun show, Carl.
Wow,
good conversation. Thanks to all the people that called in and contributed.
That's what talk radio is.
That's what talk radio.